Okay. It's easy. Good morning, morning, everyone. And again, thank you very, everybody, very much. We are today on Daf. We're on Nuntes. We're Nun Testament Bays today. Today's Daf is Daf Samech. And God willing, we're going to finish on Shabbos. Just one simcha after another. Baruch Hashem. It's unbelievable. We are in the middle of Nuntes Amud Beis, and we are going to be spending the first part of our morning talking about a halach of Rav. If you remember yesterday, yesterday was a long day, but if you remember yesterday, we talked about the halach of Rav of Karish Me'elav. Karish Me'elav, that's an interesting halach of Rav, where you count nine animals, and Rav says, and there's one animal left in the pen, Karish Me'elav, meaning it has Kedushas Asiri. You would have thought, I would have thought, the animal would need to come out, and you need to count it, and you need to mark it with a red marker, and you need to say, this is number 10. So that's what we all would have said, but the halacha is, according to Rava, it's Kadosh Me'elav. It has Kedusha just by itself, automatic Kedusha. Okay? The Gemara, it's interesting. Gemara quoted yesterday a lot of brisos that support Rava, although the Gemara wasn't really excited about any one particular brisa except for the last one. But there's no pasuk. It's interesting. There's no the Gemara doesn't give a source for this halach of Karish Me'elav. So that's just I throw that out there as a thought provoking. Meaning, where does he get that halacha from? The next halacha, which we're going to be discussing today at length, is the next halacha of Rava, which is Minyan Haroi. Minyan Haroi is such an interesting halacha, and it basically goes like this: I count my animals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and there's one more animal in the pen, and I'm ready to count it, and it dies. Or, how about this? I count, there are 10 animals in the pen, I start counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and there are two animals left in the pen, and they both die. Okay? Or, let's just simply say, they go out another exit, or they were never counted. So, the Rava says that the first eight that comes out is what's called Minyan Haroi. Minyan Haroi means, since there were a potential of 10 animals being there, and since we were planning on counting all 10, so therefore the first eight that come out, now we're potter. They're exempt. Okay? In other words, it says if, you know, it's like you paid your taxes without actually paying your taxes. Right? If you can conceive of such a concept. Right. Creates an exemption. So So the Gemara wants to know, where did this halacha come from? What source does Rava have for such a halacha? So it's interesting. Again, we're going to go through the same discussion, meaning Mishnah, Braisa, Pasuk. Like, where does this halacha come from? So let's try our Mishnah. Because what was one of the cases of the Mishnah? You remember, the Mishnah says, Kafatz echad min aminyan lesochan kulan peturin. So if you count it. And then what happens is one of the animals jumps from the ones that were already counted back into the pen, so all of them become exempt. Minuyin gufayu de iftering. So the Gemara now wants to know, yeah, but how did that one that jumped back in, how did that one get exempt? So the Gemara makes a suggestion, well, minyan harai, meaning because since it was fit to be part of 10, so therefore that animal that comes out of the pen gets an exemption. And so the Gemara says, la b'minyan harai, so that's how that one got exempted, and it goes back in, and all the other ones become exempted as well. Good. So this seems to support Rava of this idea of Minyan Haroi. The Dilma de Asar Ilavaihu. So the Gemara makes a suggestion. Well, not necessarily. Maybe the case could have been in the Mishnah the following, where I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 come out, and I had 10 come out. And then after I counted 10, then one of them jumped back into the pen. That could have been the case of the Mishnah. Now, so, and that's not minyan haroi, that's not potential. You actually counted that one. So the Gemara is saying now that could have been the case of the Mishnah. If that's true, then we don't have a support for Rava. Ha'ila matzah samar. The Gemara says, no, because I don't really, it's hard to say that, because ha'tani min ha'mu usarin l'sochan. The Gemara says, because look at the next case of the Mishnah. Next case of the Mishnah is one of the mu'usarin jump back in. Now, who is that? Which one is that? The mu'usarin. So Vidilma, my Mu'usarin, my Sardafka. So the Gemara says, well, slow down. Mu'usarin, you know what that is? That's the 10th animal. Meaning that's not talking about animals that come out in groups of 10. That means the actual 10th animal jump back in. And Dekanamin, the Gemara says, and if you go back to the Mishnah, you read the Mishnah carefully, that's really the Pshat in the Mishnah. Diktani Yiru. Because what did the Mishnah say? That if this Mu'usar jumps back in, So then you have to let all the animals in the pen graze, because one of them now is Maiser Behema. So the first case of the Mishnah is where one through nine jump back into the pen, right? Even before you counted number 10, maybe, maybe not, meaning we're not sure. The next case of the Mishnah is where the 10th animal jumps back into the pen. So Elam Arava, so now, we know clearly the second case of the Mishnah, we're not so sure about the first case of the Mishnah, and again now, back to the drawing board. Where does Rava get this idea of Minyan Haroi? Again, the idea is that when I start counting, as long as I attend in the pen, and I start counting each one that I count, since it could have been part of a Minyan, so Minyan over here means count, and also I mean it as the number 10, since it could have been part of a Minyan, so therefore it is now officially exempt. So where does Rava get this from? Ela Marava Amakra Ya'avor V'lo Shekvar Avar. So Rava says it's a pasuk. I'm just going to darshan a pasuk. The pasuk says Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachas Hashavet. Anything that goes under the staff, right? Meaning, anything that already went under the staff, done, right? Literally counted for. So that. Now the Gemara says, let's just go do a little more Gemara. V'lo shekvar avar. My shekvar avar. Now what does that mean? Shekvar avar. Ida asari lavaihu. Now, is the pasuk talking about a case where I counted 1 through 9 and then I counted number 10? And the Torah is telling me, oh, you know, 1 through 9? Kvar avar. They already went through. So pshita, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, tzricha lamemra? Same story. Right? It's so obvious. If I counted 1 through 9 and then I counted number 10, obviously 1 and 9 are going to be exempt because I have my 10th animal to show for it. So what's the Torah telling me over there? So the Gemara says, you know what the Torah is telling you? Kvar avar means the following. That I have animals 1 through 9 come out, they're pater. Meaning now, at this point in time. Meaning even before number 10 comes out, and I point to number 10, I say, this is the 10th animal, 1 through 9 now are going to be pater. And the Chiddush of Rava, everyone understand? Even if 10 doesn't come out, even if 10 dies, even if, let's say, 6 through 10 die, right, while still in the pen, for whatever reason, 1 through 5 are going to be exempt, because 1 through 5 is what's called Minyan Haroi. So, sorry, La Minyan Haroi, V'dom Adaseh Lavei, I'm sorry. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav, and the Gemara says, and now, let's do it like this. Now, we're going to go through, this is some daf to talk about, you know, on the little amount of sleep that I had. Not a good excuse, but it's, you know, it'll work for today. But the Gemara now is going to give us a number of examples where you're really going to see Minyan HaRoi play out. So we're going to start with a Braisa. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav, we have a Braisa. You had 10 sheep, and you put the 10 sheep into a pen. Okay, and then you counted 5, and one of the 10 dies. Okay, so very simple case: 10 in the pen, five come out. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then one of them die. Now, if one of the 5 that you already counted died, mona mashem aleihem. You still count, meaning you have 5 left in the pen. You still, now you continue counting. 6, 7, 8, 9. Now we all understand that of the 5, one of them is no longer alive. But, I mean, not to sound callous, but so what? Right, thank you, Phil. But so what? Meaning you counted it, it's now part of the count, and so therefore now it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you finish the count. The im misha'enan menuyan meis, but what if one of the pen dies? So in other words, you counted 5, there are 5 left in the pen. What if one of the pen dies? Minuyim peturim v'she'ena minuyim mitzar from the garden acher. So the 5 that comes out that you counted, you're good. Meaning, they are now considered counted. They're what's called, we're really going to get used to this language, you're just going to hear it again and again, minyan haro'i. Meaning they were fit to be part of a group of 10. There were 5 animals in the pen. So therefore the 5 that come out, the 5 that you counted are now going to be exempt. And what about now the 4 remaining in the pen? Well, there's no point in counting them anymore because you're not going to get to the number 10. In fact, not only is there no point in counting them, but you're done, meaning game over now. For the 4 that are left in the pen, you're just going to, they're not exempt because they weren't counted, and so therefore they're going to have to go for another Goren. They're going to join another group. Vamarava, it is interesting, by the way. This concept of Minyan HaRoi is only for the animals that actually made it through the pen. meaning any animals that stayed inside the pen, we don't say for those animals, those are minyan haroi. The exemption only is created for the animals that are actually counted. V'ama rava. Huh? Yeah, they're right. V'ama rava. Hayilo yudai t'layim. Okay, everyone ready? It's going to get complicated, right? And okay, we all need to just key, right? Key, stay with me over here. 14 sheep in the pen. Now we have two openings, two exits to the pen. Now you shouldn't have two exits to the pen. We already learned together. Should be one exit to the pen. So already it's going to get complicated by a mistake that was made. Should not have been two exits. We'll call it exit A and exit B. Okay? And out of exit A comes 6, and out of exit B comes 4. Okay? Remember there was 14. Our starting number is always going to be 14. Okay? For the next series of cases. So 14 animals in the pen, 6 come out of A, 4 come out of B. Okay? The arba nishtayru sham, and 4 remained in the pen. Osam arba, or let's add a word, shall we? Yeah. Im osam arbam, im bepesach hashisha yatsu. Let's say the last 4 got out of A together with the first 6 that went out of A. Okay, so for those 4 that go out of exit A, how many animals went out in total out of exit A? That would be a total of 10 animals. So you're good. Meaning now, one of those 10 animals now is Maisa Behema. In fact, not one of those animals, the last animal that comes out is Maisa Behema. Now, what about those that went out of exit B? Think about this. Because how many animals went out of exit B? 4. How many were in the pen when the 4 left out of exit B? There were only 4 animals remaining in the pen when 4 went out of B. So that means the 4 that went out of B are not minyan haro'i. Minyan haro'i means that as the animals exit, there at least is a potential of it being 1 of 10. But being that there are only 4 in the box, I feel like I'm explaining a football play over here. But where there's only four in the box when 4 left B, so that means it's not minyan haroi. So that means that the 4 that left B now are not exempt, and they're going to have to go for another round of Maaser Behema. V'ashar mitzarfen l'goren acher. V'im lav shisha peturin, v'arba arba mitzarfen l'goren acher. Now, v'im lav now. Remember, now we started with 14. You had 6 come out of A, and 4 come out of B, and what was the first scenario? 4 followed the 6. Okay. What if 4 followed the 4? Nothing. So that means 6 came out of A, 4 came out of B, and then 4, the last 4 followed the first 4. The 6 comes out of A, exactly. 6 that come out of A are Mingan Haroi.
Right.
Good. Because when the 6 come out of A, that at least was a potential of 4 more to come out. But you see, when the 4 came out of B, there were only 4 in the box. That's no good. That's not mean. That's only 8 in total. And when the 4 follow, they're not part of a minyan. Okay, good. So shisha peturim v'arbar by mitzarfen l'gar nachir. So in that scenario, 6 would be pater. The 6 that comes out of A would be pater, and the 4 plus the 4 that come out of B are going to be obligated still in counted for another garin. No. The original 4 were not counted. The case where you had 14 in the box. 6 comes out of A and 4 comes out of B. And in the second scenario, the 4 followed the 4. Right? The 6 that went out of A are going to be exempt because they're minyan haroi. Because when those 6 left, there were still 4. Actually, there was more than 4. There were 8. There were 8 still in the box. Okay, think about it. It all works out. Yatsu arba'a b'pesach zeh, v'arba b'pesach zeh. Okay? 4 come out of one box, 4 come out of the other box. Again, we start with the same scenario. 14 in the box. 4 come out of A, 4 come out of B. Okay. V'nishtayru sham shisha, leaving 6 in the box. Okay, now, I can tell you right away, without going any further, the 4 that go out of A and 4 go out of B, both are going to be exempt.
Wait,
did I skip?
I think you're wrong.
I skipped the case?
Yeah,
Yotzah arba bepesach zeh v'shisha bepesach zeh. Okay, I was so funny. I felt my thumb move, and I felt like I moved a place. Okay, yotzah. Yeah, I know. Yotzah arba bepesach zeh v'shisha bepesach zeh. Thank you. Four go out of A and six go out of B. Okay. Again, always 14. We start with 14. Four go out of A and six go out of B. V'nishtaru sham arba'a. And obviously that leaves four now remaining. Im osam arba bepesach hashisha yatsu. So now if the four followed the six, so that now makes a total of 10 that went out of B. No tomehem echad v'ashar peturim. Okay, so you take out one and the rest are going to be putter. What about the four that came out of A? They're also going to be exempt. Why? Minyan haroi. Because when the four came out of A, there was still enough left in the box that at least the four that came out had the potential of being part of a group.
But this always assumes just two counters at each end, right?
We're going to always assume that. In these scenarios, yes.
No, there was four came out of A.
Right.
6B.
Yes.
So there's only four left in the pen, so it's only A.
But when four came out of A, how many were in the box? There was 10 in the box.
Oh, you mean the
right, so Minyan Haroi means... No. That's we're not going to have that discussion until the next Mishnah.
Okay.
Yeah, all this. In other words, the Gemara accepts. Minyan Haroi is a concept. The Gemara accepts it without flinching. The Gemara flinched for a moment, but the Gemara accepts it. V'im lav arba v'shisha peturim. Now, again, the case is four came out of A, followed by six coming out of B, and then four follow the A. The last four follow the A. Arba v'shisha peturin, v'arba mitzarf on the garan acher. So the arba and shisha peturin, the first four are going to be exempt. The last six that come out of B, not the last six. The next six that come out of B are going to be exempt. Because remember, when six left B, there was four still left in the box. So that six now is considered minyan haroi. What about the four that followed A out? They're not going to be exempt. Right. They're not going to be exempt because when those four come out following A, they were only now made a total of eight. The four when they were in the box had no, it was not a minyan haroi because there was not, they had no potential of being part of a minyan. Okay.
It's really basically the same in the
it's, in other words, once you have the concepts down, mm-hmm. all these cases are, you. We could have figured out all these cases on our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying, but this case is the same as only four.
Correct.
This case...
The first case was six and four, and this one's four and six. It's the same principles that are guiding each one of these cases. Agreed. Yatsu arba bepesach zeh, arba bepesach zeh. Let's say four goes out of A and four goes out of B. V'nishtayru sham shisha. And now, you have six left in the box. Okay, good. Now, emosan shisha yatsu bepesach echa, notal mehem echad v'asher peturim. Now, doesn't matter when the six leave. Six leave A or six leave B. Because whichever one they leave will create a minion. Meaning because four went out of A and four went out of B, so whichever six exited, six will now be able to join four to make 10. You'll take one off for your Meister Behema, V'im Lav, Arba Peturin, V'shisha Mitzarfin L'Garon Acher. But what if the six never leave the box? Four goes out of A and four goes out of B. The four that goes out of A are exempt, why? Minyan Haroi. Well, four goes out of B are going to be exempt. Why? Same answer. Minyan haroi. Just keep saying it. Minyan haroi. Now, but the six that are left in the box, they're not. Meaning, because for them, they weren't counted. They now that there's only six left in the box, they're going to have to go back in now and wait for another goran. Now the Gemara Phil is basically going to ask a question. My kamash malan. Okay, good. Okay, couple of brain teasers. But once you got the concepts down, we could figure all these cases out. So the Gemara now wants to know, my kamash malan. So, where's the chiddush in all this? So the Gemara says, "Dominion haroi potter v'hama rava chadazimna ma'u detema." I'm sorry, v'hama rava chadazimna. Rav already told us this one time. So all we have over here are just basically examples of the principle that we learned, and it doesn't seem like these examples are giving us any more of a chiddush than what we already know. Although, quite personally, I like it though, because once you hear these examples, you really get comfortable with the whole concept of minyan haroi. But still, the Gemara says, why are we going through all this? So the Gemara says, no, there is a huge chiddush over here. Think about it. Minyan haroi means like this. I have one opening in the pen. There are 10 animals in the pen and four come out. Now, where are the other six going to go? They got nowhere else to go. You know they're coming out of this opening right over here. So now I could say the four that come out are going to be exempt. Why? Me and Haroi. Because I know now that there are six animals that are going to come out of this pen. And so basically the idea behind Minyan Haroi, it allows us to forecast. Six more animals are going to come out. These four that came out already, which were counted now, are going to be part of a Minyan. I mean it both ways. I mean it both in terms of a count and part of ten. So there, Rava will tell you, Minyan Haroi. But in these scenarios over here, I don't know for sure that six more animals are coming out of door A. Because there are two doors. There's door A and there's door B. So when four animals come out of door A, and you know that there's another exit, and you even know that other animals are exiting the other exit, you could have made an argument, we're not going to say Minyan Haroi. That's a chiddush, to say that even in this scenario over here, we're going to say Minyan Haroi. Okay? Good. So there is a chiddush. Correct. That's exactly the Gemara's point. That's exactly the Gemara's point. You would not know for sure that the animals are coming out, and still Rava will argue it's Minyan Haroi. Minyan Haroi, I guess it really forces us to rethink this whole concept of Minyan Haroi. Minyan Haroi is more than just forecasting. It's a step above forecasting, because if it was all about forecasting, it would only work with this one exit. Minyan Haroi means that at least there's potential.
There were six in the pen left over.
Yeah. Will those six come out? Not definitely. And now that I create another opening, even less of a chance that the six are going to come out of the same opening as the first four. Still, Minyan Haroi means potential. As long as there was potential for this to be part of a minyan, done and done. We it's going to be exempt. Oh, we're going to get to that later on. Wait. V'amar Rava. Well, hold up. Wait, just wait. You'll see. Amar Rava. Ayilu chamisha asar tlayim. Okay, now, let's say you have 15 sheep. I know, we're deviating. We've been working with 14, and now I'm forcing everyone over here to now rethink their numbers. Okay, 15. Okay. Chamisha asar tlayim. Lo yomar. So let the person not say, because look, we're in our hearts, we're really all accountants. You understand? We're hardwired that way. So lo yomar, and oh, by the way, I also, it's my theory, take it or leave it, I think in our hearts we're also all caterers. I think every single Jew is hardwired to go into catering. You could disagree, it's fine. I'll accept it, but I also, it's one of my other theories in life. Okay, and I got a bunch of other crazy ones, but I think I've spoken enough today. So lo yomar ever asara. So here the accountant in us would say the following: I got 15 in the pen. So you're going to say now ever asara v'achnisam ladir v'etol mehem echad. So 15. Here's what we'll do. Okay, we'll take 10. We'll put them in the pen. Okay, we'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll take one out. Good. And now one sheep has now been removed for 15 animals. Nice. Don't say that. Don't do that. V'ashar peturim. And look, what about the other five? They're exempt. No, you can't do that. Ella, konsan ladir, motzi asar, v'nota mehem, echad v'ashar mitzvah from the goin achir. But rather, you put all 15 in the pen, and you got to count, and you can only count to 10, because you, right, the only thing left after that are five more. They're not minyan haro'i, because they don't have another five to support it. So you're only going to count 10, and you can only take one off, and the other five now are not exempt. Okay? So it's almost like the Gemara is saying, I know you could think of a loophole, but don't. And the Gemara now quotes the Bryce, and the Bryce is going to say essentially the same thing. You have 15 sheep. Top now of Samach Amud Aleph. Lo yomar evur asara ve'etol mehem echad v'ashar pitorin. Don't say, I'll take 10 and I'll just take one off the 10, Vashar Peturin, everything else is going to be exempt. Allah, but rather, what you must do with the 15 is, Konsul Adir, Motzi Asar, Venota Mehem, Vashar Mitzvah, and Garna Acher. Good. So you have to put all 15 in the box, and you can only count to 10 because after that, you don't have another minion. Okay? You only have five more after that. So the 10 that you counted now, 9 of the 10 are going to be exempt. The 10th is now going to be Chayav. And now the five that are remaining, Goren Acher, they're not exempt. And they're going to have to wait until you have other animals born over the course of this year. If, of course, if you have no other animals born over the course of this year, so then those animals will be exempt as well. But right now, they're not exempt. Yeah, in other words, correct. Next year, you'll be fine. You'll be fine because they can't combine with the next year's animals. The Hatanya. Now, here, good. So, halacha of Rava, what to do if you have 15? Meaning, only 10 will be counted. Only 9 of the 10 will be exempt. The last 5 are now still going to have to go back into the hopper, so to say, to be counted at a later time in the year. Now, the Hatanya, Tisha Asar Tlaim, but here's the problem. We have a Braisa, another Braisa. Now, although we just quoted a Braisa that supported Rava, here's a Braisa that's going to be difficult for Rava. And the Braisa goes like this. 19. Okay? Tisha Asar Tlaim, lo yomar ever asar v'tol mehem echad v'ashar p'turin. Don't say, here's what I'll do. We'll take 10 animals, we'll count. Then obviously the 9 will be pater, and the other 9, they'll be pater as well. Ella, konsul nadir, mosi asara, v'nota mehen echad v'ashar p'turin. But here's what the Braisa says, and this is confounding. The Braisa says, put all 19 in a pen, count 1 through 10, take the 10th, that's down your Maisa Behema, and what about the remaining 9? Potter. What? Right? In other words, they weren't... Yeah, perfect, perfect. So good. Obviously, the Gemara is quoting this Braisa as a difficulty, because we just said that's not how it works. We said that the 9 that weren't counted are going to be Chayav. So what's Rava going to do with this Braisa over here? Tirgama Rav Huna Bar Sechora Kamei de Rava Berigla. So this question was presented at Regel. Now Regel means Yontif, meaning that they had assemblies at Yontif. Big get-together, big crowds of people. And so this Braisa was presented, and Rav Huna Bar Sechora, okay, we don't hear his name often throughout Shas. I can't tell you where else he comes up in Shas, but that's just simply because. But Rav Huna Bar Sechora gets up at this assembly, and he says, I have a way of answering Rava. And he comes up with a brilliant answer. And he answers it not only on behalf of Rava, but in front of Rava, meaning Rava was right there, and he had the zchus of answering this question while Rava was there. B'dir she'esh lo shnei p'sachim askinan. Okay, that second Braisa is talking about the following scenario. That pen had 2 openings. V'yatzu tetz b'pesach zeh v'tetz b'pesach zeh. Okay, and what happened was, remember there were 19 in the box? 9 comes out of entrance A, or exit A. 9 goes out of exit B. Dehechad chazi lahacha lahacha. And now that one last one was left in could go out either way, out of A and B. And remember the concept of minyan hara'oi. Minyan hara'oi tells me that 9 that went out of A could be part of a minyan. 9 that goes out of B also could have been part of a minyan. So that means that both counts concurrently are going to now be exempt, because that last animal remaining in the pen could have gotten out either A or B. And so therefore, that's how 18 of the animals now are going to be exempt. And that last one that comes out, obviously, is going to be kosher l'Hashem. Wait, just wait. Chazi l'hachu l'hacha. Now, this is the answer given by Rav Huna Bar Sechora. The Gemara wonders, we could have, now that we're entertaining this type of thinking, we could have given other suggestions as well. For example, u'lishan leke gon shemana tisha v'chi mata asara kari chad me'resha. How about this? How about the scenario is 1 through 9 come out, and then the next animal that comes out, he calls it 1. Not on purpose, not necessarily on purpose, but he starts counting again. So the Gemara says, that's not a good answer. That answer won't work. Because remember, Rava's big rule is 10 becomes Kaddish automatically. That was Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Right? That was yesterday's Daf. Good. So that answer, although it may work, but not for Rava. And remember, the whole question was posed against Rava, and we're looking to defend Rava. So that answer won't work. L'shan Elay, the Gemara makes a second proposal, another suggested answer. Kagon umanam zugos zugos. Let's say he counted them as pairs. We're going to learn in just a moment a Mishnah. And the Mishnah talks about the scenario where I count them as pairs. 2, meaning 2 come out, I say that's 1. The next 2 come out, I say that's 2. The next two that come out, I say that's 3. I count them as pairs. Now, there is going to be a debate which we're going to see in just a moment after we learn the sex Mishnah, how do those animals actually get counted? Meaning you're counting them two at a time, and each pair that comes out, you're counting as one. Do we view them as, do we go according to your count, or do we go as the animals come out? Meaning we ignore your count and we look at the actual number of animals come out. Kasavar asiri leminyan behemos ukadosh. So the Gemara says, you see, Rava agrees with the position that you count the actual animals that come out and we disregard your count, meaning your count is just simply not acknowledged. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak. Okay, good. So that's why we didn't go with that answer as well. Good. So in other words, we have a Brisa. The Brisa had a scenario where you had 19 animals. Of those 19 animals, 18 become exempt. How did that work? So this is a question against Rava. And the Gemara's answer, Rav Huna's answer in defense of Rava was, I know how it worked. It worked by method of you had two exits. Nine went out of exit A, nine went out of exit B. Each one of them, each exit now are producing minyan hara'ui. And so that's why you have 18 exempted animals. Amar Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, just come one moment. Amar Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, Zakai Ime de Rav Huna Bar Tzchora. Think of the zchus of the mother of Rav Huna Bar Tzchora, Deshani Le Shmaisa Berigla B'Shmaite. Not only did Rav Huna Bar Tzchora defend Rava, not only did Rav Huna Bar Tzchora defend Rava in a way that appeals to Rava, because he's using Rava's rules of Minyan Haroi, but he did it on Yantif. Meaning in front of a large crowd. So it was, timing. You know, it's an issue of timing. Timing is everything, right? Being at the right place at the right time. So that's that was the zchus. And the Gemara says, think about the zchus of Rav Huna's mother that she had a child that was able to do that. Yeah. Yeah, so one opening in 19 is not going to work. I mean, because one opening in 19 means that you're going to have to count 10, and the next 9 are not, right? Absolutely correct. Yatzu shnaim ka'achas. Mona osam shnaim. So, you're sitting there at the entrance of the pen. Now, it's crowd control, right? It's this is crowd control at the best. Yeah. Right, correct. This is the real crowd control, meaning you got to let out only one at a time. And what happens? Two come out at one time. So if you're organized, you got to count them as two, right? Every time you go through every time I go through the gate to the Marlins game, so they have one person at a time, and they have a counter, and okay, good. And then they tell you, and then they tell you the attendance. So wait, just one second. We're going to get to all the difficult scenarios. But before we get to the difficult scenarios, let's start off with the easy case. So, Yatzu Shnaim Ke'echas, Mona Osam Shnaim. So, you're supposed to do, your responsibility is, count it as two. So, you have your clicker, right? I just have that great visual of the of the farmer with his clicker in the front. So, okay, good. But you have to count it as two. Okay. Mona Osam Shnaim. Manam Echad. But what if by mistake two comes out and the farmer counts it as one? Okay. Now, stay with me over here because think of the consequence. So let's imagine 6 and 7 come out together. Okay? And I choose those numbers with design. 6 and 7 come out together and he should count it as now 6 and 7. But he doesn't. He counts it as 6. Number 8 comes out. What is he counting that as? 7. Number 9 comes out. What is he counting that as? 8. And now number 10 comes out. He's counting that as 9.
It's really the 10th.
It's really the 10th, but he counted it as 9. And the 11th one now that comes out, he's counting now as 10. So, Shtai Manam Echa Chi'i, Chi'i Ve'asiri, Mikul Kalin. 9 and 10 are going to be Mikul Kal. Now, they are, neither of them will have Kedusha to be offered as a carbon. They will both have a quasi-Kedusha status, but neither of them will have enough Kedusha to be brought as a carbon.
Well, I don't think that now, the ninth one was in the real 10, and since,
okay,
according to Rava, it would have been in Kedusha, even if you guys
perfect,
didn't count.
Perfect. And I'm going to summarize Rashi. Rashi, it's a long Rashi over here. There actually are two long Rashis over here. Let me just summarize the basic point over here. This is a hard part of the Mishnah to understand, considering that in just a moment we're going to see where if you have a miscount and by accident you call number 10, number 9, that number 10 is going to have Kedusha to be offered as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So it's hard to understand now how our Mishnah is saying that if I counted 6 and 7 together and now 8 and 9 and 10 now are all going to be a miscount, why can neither of them be offered as a carbon? And Rashi essentially says, I'll tell you why. Because here, you weren't even in the ballpark. Meaning that if you got up to 9 successfully, and only after that point in time now you're starting to lose it, but at least you counted the first 9 animals with a certain amount of accuracy. Here in this case, before you get to number 9, by number 6 already, you already are losing count, so you don't even get to the point where, even if 10 is counted erroneously, it's going to have enough Kedusha to be brought as a Mizbeach. Meaning because you miscounted it earlier in the count, it doesn't even count as a count. Meaning it will have some form of Kedusha, but not enough to be brought as a carbon. Now, I'll try. Essentially what Rashi is arguing over here, and you have to say something, you have to explain this Mishnah somehow. Essentially what Rashi is arguing over here is, because you lost count early on, 6, 7, whatever the case is, right? Rashi gives examples of 6 and 7. You lost count early on, so this isn't even going to make it to Kedushas Mizbeach.
Because?
It's not even an erroneous number 10. Because you weren't counting along up till number 10. Meaning, as we'll see in just a moment, if you make it to 9 with a certain amount of success, and then when you get to number 9, you're like all over the place, right? This is number 10, and the next one that comes out is number 9. But at least you made it up to 9. So now, although you'll make a mistake from that point forward, but at least there, you're in the ballpark. Here, in this case of the Mishnah, again, according to Rashi's explanation, you're not even there. Because you messed up in the count so early. Okay, that's how Rashi understands it.
It's a total, right.
Now, it's interesting, by the way, because, so interesting, if it's a total miscount, I'd say start over again.
Right.
So even when we're saying it's a total miscount, that's not true. It's not a total miscount. But it's enough of a mistake where it's not going to receive Kedushas Mizbeach. Look, let's go on in the Mishnah. You'll see exactly what I mean. I don't know, but exactly. But you'll get a better sense of what I mean. V'asiru kukalim. Kara l'chi asiri. Okay? You 1 through 8, you do beautifully. And now out comes number 9. And at that point in time now, you fumble. Number 9 comes out, you call it number 10. Number 10 comes out, l'asiri. Now number 10 comes out, you call it number 9. I get that mistake, by the way. In other words, that's human. That's such human nature, where the 9th one comes out and you call the number 10 and you want to correct yourself. Oh, that was number 10. Okay, fine. Next one that comes out, 9, because I missed 9. So this is 9. I totally understand how he made that mistake. And now, ulacharasar, now the 11th animal comes out. Now think about it. He just called number 10, number 9. So what's the next animal that's going to come out? Next animal is going to come out, he's going to call number 10. But just wait 1 second. Just wait. Wait. Just give me a moment. Olacharasar asiri shloshtan mikudashin. All 3 of them will have kedusha. Hachi nechal bemumo. Now, number 9 is not going to make it as a carbon. Meaning, even though 9 will be
the real nine
that you call 10. Even though you imbued it with kedusha, but understand though that it's not 10. Even though you called it 10. It's not 10. It's not there yet. So therefore, a mistake that will imbue with Kedusha, but limited Kedusha. When I say limited, what do I mean by that? You have to wait till it gets a blemish and eat it with the blemish. That goes back to our Mekukal. Ha'asiri Meiser. Now, as far as the 10th animal, and I'm talking about the real 10th, the one that you call the 9th, but that's right? That's the false 9th, the real 10th. But that is the 10th animal.
But why isn't this analogous to the previous case where the counting wasn't on a really
basis? That's why you have to go back to that Rashi. You have to go back to that Rashi. Rashi says, and again, maybe there are other ways to explain it, but Rashi says it depends where in the count you made the mistake. Here says Rashi, you went one through eight perfectly. Okay. Just wait. Please, it's already complicated enough as it is. Let's just press ahead. V'asiri meiser, v'achadasar krav shlamim. Now, as far as number 11 is concerned,
what happened to the ninth? Last night, you said you had Kedusha?
It has limited Kedusha. Limited Kedusha. Number 11 that comes out, krav shlamim is now going to be offered as a shlamim.
Wow.
Now, the Ose, now, wait, before I move on in the Mishnah. Number 10, I think we all understand. Even though you called it number 9, but it is the 10th animal that came out. So, and obviously we're talking about a scenario where your mistake was uncovered and discovered. Otherwise, we're not having a conversation. Okay. So that was the 10th animal that will come out. That is Kedushas Meiser Behema. Now, the 11th animal that comes out is going to have Kedusha. Now, look at the Mishnah carefully. Note what the Mishnah says. What kind of Kedusha does number 11 have? Shlamim. Right. Not just Meiser Behema Kedusha, regular Shlamim Karban. Now, how did number 11 receive that Kedusha? So you want to say to me, oh, I get it, because you called it number 10. But the answer can't be that simple. Right. The answer can't be that simple. Because if that were the only explanation, so then this 11th animal that comes out should be Meiser Behema, not Shlomim.
But I think also when it goes to Shlomim, he loses more. With the other two, he gets more meat than the Shlomim. He loses more with it.
Right. Understood. Yes, but Shlomim, it goes, but he has got to bring it to the Mizbeach, and he's got to offer it as a carbon, and it's a responsibility.
But it can't be a before, because, I mean, it can't be a miser, because it's already, but it has to be a carbon, and so the only thing that fits is Shlomim.
Okay, so basically, I'm just setting ourselves up for the next line of the Mishnah. So essentially now, the way we're going to have to view it, our perception of this animal is going to be that it basically was an exchange. Tamura. It was an exchange for the animal, meaning that 10th animal, I'm talking the real now. I'm talking real numbers. That 10th animal that comes out, you called number 9. Okay? It's going to have Kedushas Maisa Behema. The next animal that comes out, when you call a number 10, essentially what you're doing is, or what you would like to do, is take the Kedusha that was in the real 10 and move it over to now number 11.
How could be a tumura without any intent or declaration by this guy?
Well, he has some intent.
No, an intent to substitute. I mean, he's not intending to substitute.
Okay.
Number one, he also didn't declare that this is a tumura for
now.
This.
But I'm telling you though, in other words, the way I'm phrasing it, although I understand there's a little bit of resistance, but the way I'm phrasing it makes sense because watch the next line of the Mishnah. Va'osa tumura divra meir. Now, Rav Meir says, now this 11th animal that comes out, the one that has Kedusha Shlamim, so Rav Meir says, you know what it is? It's a regular carbon Shlamim. And it can affect Tamura. Now, listen carefully. Amar Rav Yehuda, v'chi yesh Tamura osa Tamura. And Rav Yehuda says, no. What are you talking about? The 11th animal is a Tamura. You can't have, in the world of Tamura, we're going to see this a lot when we get to Masechta Tamura, no double derivatives. Meaning Tamura is only a one-shot deal. Okay, I know, you love double derivatives. But and I don't even understand them. But in the world of Tamura, I have an original, can turn into, I can make a facsimile of the original. But that's it. Okay, I can't go one step further than that. So, if the 11th animal, this is what Rav Yehuda is saying to Rav Meir. Think about it, Rav Meir. That 11th animal, that animal is a Tamura. So what are you now suggesting? That animal can affect another Tamura? Ain't Tamura, Osa Tamura.
Why are you saying a second Tamura? What is a second Tamura?
Meaning, if I take the 11th animal and I try to affect a Tamura with that 11th animal, Rav Meir says it works. And Rav Yehuda looks at him and Rav Yehuda says it can't work. Because don't you understand that 11th animal itself is a Tamura? Okay. Amar Mishum Rav Meir, lo haya Tamura, lo haya Krav. Lo haya Krav. And what's Rav Meir's response to Rabbi Yehuda? Right, Rav Meir says to Rav Yehuda, and we're gonna have to end on this point. Let's finish the Mishnah. And but Rav Meir says to Rav Yehuda, please, you think about this for just a moment. Okay, the Mishnah says the 11th animal is a shlamim. Did you know, right, that you cannot make a tamura out of Maaser Behema? You can make a tamura out of almost any carbon, with exception. One of those exceptions is a carbon chatos. You can't make a tamura out of carbon chatos, right? Because carbon chatos is for a sin. It just doesn't work. Okay, that's not 100% accurate. If you make a tamura with a carbon chatos, that animal that you affect a tamura with is going to have to die. Okay, but that's one scenario. Another scenario is tamuras meiser behema, okay, and tamuras bechor. These are just simple exceptions to the rule where tamuras meiser behema and tamuras bechor cannot be offered as a carbon. For the time being, just accept that as dogma. Okay, and that's not even enough for discussion. It's a drasha. Everybody agrees. When we get to Masechta Tamura, we'll go through the drushas inside. So what Rav Meir responds back to Rav Yehuda is, you really going to tell me that that 11th animal is a tamura? It can't be. Because if the 11th animal was really a tamura, it couldn't be offered as a carbon. Right. The fact that we're offering the 11th animal as a carbon means that it's not a tamura. Now, it's complicated. It really is a brain teaser. It's complicated. Well, if it's not a tamura, so how did it get to the point of being a shlamim? Because I understand because he made a mistake, but what was the mistake? He called a 10. Correct, but you're going to have to somehow try to understand. It's hard to wrap your head around. I'm having difficulty how it got to that point. If you tell me that it was an exchange for Maaser Behema, so that I get. But if it's not an exchange for Maaser Behema, so, you know, why are we calling it Maaser Behema?
That's my theory. Because he called it a 10.
Okay. Okay, so lo yakrav, I'm sorry. I'm Mishomer Ilu Hayatumur, lo yakrav. Karulachi Asiri, 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 Lacharasar, Asiri, last case of the Mishnah, and with this we'll end for today. Let's say, number 9, I call number 10. Number 10, I recognize right away, oh, I made a mistake. And number 10, I call number 10. And now number 11 comes out, and you know, I kind of like this whole 10 thing. You know, I've been doing it now for the last two animals. So now the 11th come out, and I just get kind of stuck, like a broken record. I get stuck on, and so the 11th come out, and I point to it, and I say 10. But here, it's going to be different. Why? Ein echadasa mekudash. The 11th is not going to have kedusha. Why not?
Because there was a 10th already.
Yeah, because we successfully label number 10, number 10. You can't have two number 10s.
What after the 9th?
9th is going to have kedusha. Huh?
But
first of all, limited kedusha, right? It's not going to be brought as a carbon. Right? That's a rule that the only time 11 will have kedusha is only if 10 wasn't called 10. But once 10 was called 10, story's over, counting's over. You want to call 11 number 10? By all means, be my guest. You want to say that 11's going to have kedusha? No, that, for that, once 10 has been labeled 10, we're moving on. Okay? Done and done. Okay, I know, right, in Bechoros, I always look forward to this Mishnah. This is certainly one of the more difficult Mishnayos in Bechoros, probably one of the more difficult Mishnayos in Shas. But if you think about it, though, right, it really, some of it works out, some of it's hard to understand. Right? I still struggle with just some of the more basic ideas within this Mishnah. But obviously, for homework tonight, you go over this Mishnah.